to the bank. No, I've already gone to the bank. I've already been to the bank. Sorry, just testing. So I've already been to the bank means you already came back. Okay, I think this one was a pretty easy exercise. Let's continue with 7.3. Complete B sentences. Make sentences from the words in brackets. Let's give an example. Would you like something to eat? No, thanks. I've just had lunch. I just have lunch. Number two. Do you know where Julia is? Yes. Let's give a minute to decide. Okay, do you know where Julia is? Yes. So as you can see, there's a just here. And the tricky thing about just is to remember when we need to insert it. And usually just is inserted right after the auxiliary. So I have the auxiliary because I have just see, so seen, so third form. I have just seen her. Do you know where Julia is? Yes, I've just seen her. Oh, I have just seen her. Okay, number three. What time is David leaving? Take a minute to decide. Okay. What time is David leaving? He has, again, the thing about already, it already goes right after the auxiliary word, right? So it goes right after has. He has already leave, left, right? So he has already left. Okay, this should be not tricky. I'm leaving you time to think and to think again. All right, so number four, what's in the newspaper today? I don't know. I not read it yet. Let's read a bit. All right, take a minute, right? Okay. What time? What's in the newspaper today? I don't know. I. So auxiliary have, negation not. So I haven't. Read, read. Read it yet. As you can see, yet goes at the end. Right? I haven't read it yet. Try to make up examples of your own with yet, already, and just. That way you can understand. Because this is what you usually do in the class, right? Everyone makes their own examples. Okay. Is Sue coming to the cinema with us? No. She already see the film. Take a minute. Is Sue coming to the cinema with us? No, she, so auxiliary has, she has already goes after auxiliary has. So no, she has already. See, the three forms of the verb to see, irregular verb, is see, so seen. She has already seen the film. Did you write it down correctly? Okay, number six. Are your friends here yet? Yes. Take a minute. All right. Are your friends here yet? Yes, they have just goes after auxiliary, arrived, because it's a regular verb. They have just arrived. Last but not least, number 7. What does Tim think about your plan? We will not tell him yet. All right, let's see what you say. Okay, what does Tim think about your plan? We, therefore we use auxiliary have, we have not, or we haven't, we haven't told him yet. Again, yet goes in the yet. If I were you, I would pause this lesson and jump in into making examples of my own. Last exercise 7.4 for present perfect. Oh, better for present perfect in this audio lesson, because we're going to continue to focus on present perfect because it's such a difficult tense for Italian students to understand. So we need to focus more. So you will be listening to a few more audio classes about present perfect, and I know sometimes it's difficult and it's not as fun as you might have imagined, but it is necessary. All right, 7.4. Read the situations and write sentences with just, already, and yet. Again, all of these are indicators of present perfect, right? So we're going to focus on them. We're going to use them in our sentences. We're going to remember them, memorize them. So every time I see them in a sentence, or for you, probably what's most interesting is every time I see them in an exam, I need to insert something in brackets or in a blank, I know this is present perfect because I know those words are indicators. All right, number one. After lunch, you go to see a friend at her house. She says, "Would you like something to eat?" You say, "No, thank you. I have just had lunch. Maybe I had it 30 minutes ago, but for us, it's still in the present moment, right? It still has effect on now. All right, number 2, and I'm going to pause for you. Joe goes out. 5 minutes later, the phone rings, and the caller says, "Can I speak to Joe?" You say, "I'm afraid blank, go out." Take a minute to decide. Joe goes out, 5 minutes later the phone rings and the caller says, "Can I speak to Joe?" So the Joe, this guy Joe, is not at home, right? So remember, before we use been and gone. In this case it's very easy because they actually give you the verb, right? So you just need to put it in the third form. First thing to do is to put verb go in third form. So go and gone, and I'm going to use gone. Now, Joe is a he, right? So which auxiliary am I going to use? That's right. I'm going to use has, not have. So what I'm going to say is, I'm afraid he, or I'm afraid Joe, has gone out. Right? I think that's pretty clear. Number three. You are eating in a restaurant. The waiter thinks you have finished and starts to take your plate away. You say, wait a minute, not finish. Take a minute to put it in present perfect, using just, already, and yet. Okay, let's see. You are eating in a restaurant. The waiter thinks you have finished and starts to take your plate away. You say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're going to negate, right? So this is going to be negation. Which of the three indicators do we use in questions and negative forms? That's right. It's yet. So you say, wait a minute. I haven't or have not finished, because finish is a regular verb, yet. Wait a minute, I haven't finished yet. Let's hope that that's what you wrote down. I give you enough time to think and think twice. This is why I make pauses after each time I speak. All right. Let's continue. Number four. You plan to eat at a restaurant tonight. So it's a different situation. Before, you were actually eating there. You plan to eat at a restaurant tonight. You phoned to reserve a table. Later, your friend says, shall I phone to reserve a table? You say, no. And the brackets, do it. Take a minute, right? Okay, let's see. You plan to eat at a restaurant tonight. You phone to reserve a table. Later, your friend says, "Shall I phone to reserve a table?" And you say, "No, I," so it's me, "have already done it." So the first thing you need to do when you see a sentence like this, you need to decide, is it a just, already, or yet case? In this case, it's already. We cannot use yet because it's not a negation or a question. And we would only use just if it happened in the moment I'm speaking. But since later your friend says, we know that it's going to be already, right? So I already done it. And then the second thing you do after deciding which auxiliary goes where, if it's a has or a have, you need to put in the third form of the verb. In this case, it's do, did, done. So done. No, I have already done it. I've done it. No, I've already done you make a mistake? No. Okay, good. Okay, and yours number six. You are still thinking about where to go for your holiday. A friend asks, "Where are you going for your holiday?" And you say, "Not decide." I take a minute to decide. Okay, you're still thinking about where to go for your holiday. A friend asks, "Where are you going for your holiday?" And you say, "Not decide." So you say, you know, I'm going to use I. Therefore, I know which auxiliary I'm going to use. I'm going to use auxiliary have. Now, decide. We have to decide on the verb decide. Is it a regular or irregular verb? A lot of times, what happens is, you memorize these kind of things because there's no way to know if a verb is a regular verb or irregular. So by looking at it, you can only really know. And we know that decide is a regular verb. So we will add ed in the second or third form. So it's a negation because we have a not in front. So the negation goes to the auxiliary verb, right? So it's going to be I have not or I haven't decided because it's a regular verb yet. Why yet? Because it's a negation. So when we have a negation over a question, we use a yet. So that was a pretty easy choice because with just and already, you might have a second to think about. But really, with yet, anytime there's a negation or a question, this is the only one we're going to use. Okay, so the answer is, I have not decided yet. All right, last exercise for this audio lesson. Woo-woo! Linda went shopping, but a few minutes ago she returned. All right, she's back. Somebody asks, "Is Linda still out shopping?" You say, no, blank, come back. Take a minute to decide. Okay. All right. Last exercise for the day. Linda went shopping, but a few minutes ago she returned. Somebody asks, is Linda still out shopping? And you say no. She, therefore the auxiliary is going to be, has. Three forms of the verb to come is come, come, come. Lucky you don't need to memorize a lot. And there's no negation. So in looking at the prior sentence, it says Linda, A few minutes ago is a just for us, right? So we know we're going to put just right after the auxiliary. So we're going to say, no, she has just come back. All right. That's it for this audio lesson with the exercise. If I can give you a suggestion, I know you have a lot of other exercise to do, but whenever you have a question or you don't understand something, you read again, listen again, because I try to explain everything in little detail so that, because I don't know if you have questions or not, and I hope you don't. And that's why, if you don't understand something, listen again, and then again and again. And remember, every time there's a new word that you don't know, try to use it in a sentence. That's the only way you can actually memorize it. New word, use it in a sentence. And then, you know, of course, study irregular verbs. Okay, thank you.